This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Since the Newtown shooting, gun makers have certainly taken a beating on Wall Street, and a presidential panel begins today to explore tighter gun control measures. But where does American opinion stand on all this? Time for an attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
It's our weekly partnership with Gallup and editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Hi, Frank.
Good morning.
What's been the recent historical trend when it comes to support for stricter gun control?
We've generally seen a decrease, Mark, that a decrease in the percent of Americans who say they want stricter gun laws as each year has gone by. In the last decade, 13 years, unfortunately, have included repeating incidents of mass violence, but it doesn't seem to matter. We are now in our last asking prior to the shootings last Friday in Newtown, Connecticut, we were down to well below 50% of Americans who said they wanted more strict gun laws. So the trend has generally been down, down, down in terms of Americans' views of stricter gun laws.
And I know it's early yet, but are we seeing any changes in attitudes in the immediate aftermath of Newtown?
Yes, we are. I've been reviewing the evidence. We're actually updating our Gallup trend, but it's going to take a while because we want to make sure we do it on a long-term survey. A CBS News poll that went into the field very quickly after last Friday's shooting showed a big jump, actually 18 points to 57%. So yes, I do imagine we are going to see a short-term increase in the percent of Americans who want stricter gun laws. The real question will be how long that will last going forward.
What do Americans think would make a difference in preventing tragedies like this one?
Well, we were in the field this week asking about actions that could be taken to prevent school shootings, and banning assault weapons was actually fourth on the list. Number one would be increased police presence at schools. Government spending more on mental health was number two. Decreasing depiction of gun violence on television, movies, and in video games was third. And then banning the sale of assault or semi-automatic weapons was fourth. And 41% of Americans thought banning assault weapons would be very effective in stopping school shootings. So it's by no means at the top of the list.
Did you ask about this idea that has been out there that we should start arming teachers?
We did, and actually that was fifth on the list. The way we phrased it, and this is important, having at least one school official at every school carry a gun for the school's protection, 34% of Americans thought that would be very effective in stopping the shooting, and that compares to 41% who said it would be very effective to ban the sale of assault or semi-automatic weapons. So not a groundswell of support for the efficacy of that idea, but actually not that far below banning the sale of assault weapons.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief of Gallup. Thank you, Frank.
My pleasure to be with you.